Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 181 of the Big B Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about some of our feelings related to quarantine. We're going to talk about a couple of the Real Housewives cities that are back at it and in the nick of time, I would say. We're also going to talk about how we're doing with our hair. It's not a great time for hair. It's a humbling time for hair, but we're going to talk about how we're trying to fight the good fight, any strategies we might have in that regard. So, all that to say, it's just an abundance of important issues that we're going to tackle this week. And as always, we're so glad that you're here with us. We hope you and your people that you love are staying well. And we hope that you laugh a little bit and enjoy episode 181. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And Melanie is having her best day of quarantine so far.
Probably so. I think, you know what part of it is, too, is it's sunny today. So that's fine. I'm glad that it's sunny. But it's hot. It's hot. Like, I took the dogs on a walk. And I feel that summertime heat starting to set in that makes me feel angry. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this if it's hot. And I mean, and it's probably time for me to order that pool from Amazon that I talked about last time.
Somebody messaged me on Instagram and wanted to know if we had a link. So do you have one picked out?
Oh yeah, I have one. I know which one I'm getting. We can put it in the show notes. There's several different options depending on what you want. I mean, there's one that's just like a pool that you can sit in. One has actually a little kind of a stair step situation. There's even something, I saw something somebody did, and it's a whole outdoor, and I'll try to find the link to show y'all, because it's like a whole outdoor water sport court slide thing. And I thought, I may end up with that before the summer's over. Like, it's just, but it would probably collapse in on itself if I tried to climb up on it. I think it's meant for small children. But it's just, it's the heat today, because I feel like I do better if it's kind of rainy. Then I'm like, oh, this is a day I would just be home anyway. I don't know why. The heat just made me, I was like, my walk is not enjoyable because it's hot. And then I don't know if you noticed, well, you did because you messaged me. So I think I had my phone like stuck in my workout leggings in a way where I was making just blank stories with nonsense gibberish. So, and they were posting to Instagram. So that's a real social media win.
Here's what I'm going to say. This morning I was walking and I thought, Lord, when it gets hot, suddenly this is not going to feel like the escape it feels like right now. Because it was 65 degrees when I went walking this morning. But yeah, there's going to come a point where that temperature is going to start to creep on up, and it's not going to be quite the relaxing activity that it is.
No.
So I totally get that. And I dread that day. I really do. Personally, it would be good if maybe this thing started to ease up about when maybe, you know, summer really announces itself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would hope so. I mean, because at that point it just feels like, and I'm going to tell you something else, that the last of my pedicure has fallen off except for one strip across the tip of my second toe. And so today, one of my things, I was like, well, I guess I ought to get the rest of my summer shoes down out of the top of my closet and finish putting the rest of my boots up. But I thought, well, my toes are in such a situation that I can't wear sandals anyway, and I have nowhere to go to wear sandals.
No.
So it's just, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. I've had it. I'm about at my limit. And then like today I was like, I probably need to go to the grocery store, but I don't want to wear a mask. So I'm just going to have to wait until I can get a ship delivery time. And, that's it. So that's well, right.
Yesterday we did a short kind of small group thing after online church. And I knew that after that I was going to, I was doing the chapel for school this week. And when I say chapel, it's really, I was really doing like a very, very short devotional that I needed to video of myself. So before we started small group, I put on makeup and I kept my pajama bottoms on, but I just put on a regular shirt, which is the first time I've done that since, I mean, I haven't worn a regular shirt since we've been home.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the Zoom call started for small group, Casey and Stephanie were both like, oh my gosh, you look so fancy. because you see, I put on makeup.
Yes.
And my hair was not slicked back after I walked.
Yes.
So the low bar is really, I think, going to work to all of our advantage when this thing loosens up. And we'll never have been more beautiful than when we go out into the world with maybe some mascara on and our hair clean. It's really going to be something else.
I agree with that, because the other day I put on, I was doing the Zoom thing with Susie Davis, who I love. We were doing this like cookies and conversation thing on Zoom and it was fun. But I was like, well, I guess I ought to put on some makeup. And like, I put on like the barest minimum of makeup. And I was like, well, I mean, I look amazing. This situation is not as dire is what I had, because I'll tell you that last night I was sitting on the couch and Caroline all of a sudden like put her phone right in my face. And like, I saw myself and I was like, oh my gosh, like what is happening? And she goes, it's the old person app. It's the old person filter on Snapchat. But I thought, I don't know that I looked any different. I was like, I think I just, this is like what I really look like now.
Listen, we're all going to get our makeup on. We're going to be like Narcissus staring in that pool. We're going to be so enamored with ourselves.
Yeah. Just look how smooth my skin looks like when I even it out. Although I will say that I did order. So I woke up on Friday. Was it Friday morning? I think to a text from you and then several messages from other people that Sunday Riley had some of their products were the Good Morning America deal of the day.
Yes.
And I did take advantage and I ordered myself some of their vitamin C serum that I love and also the Good Genes.
I ordered the exact same things. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to, I was real happy about the price because they were 50% off.
Yeah. That's a great deal. You'll never find them that cheap.
And I would have gotten that moisturizer, but I've never used it and I just didn't know. You know, I just didn't know.
I know. I did same. I really debated. I was like, do I get that? But then I was wanting to get some more of their Luna oil because I was like, I really need a retinol. And then, so I did a deep dive. And so I haven't gotten it in yet. So Friday night, I ended up ordering the Obagi retinol to try.
As I told you, about 6 or 7 years ago, I got a whole bunch of Obagi stuff. I think I just bought everything and nearly burned my face off. So from that perspective, I say, well done. You picked the right product. I mean, if what you want is really to strip away some skin, that's going to happen for you. That's going to work.
And that's really what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Like that's really what I'm looking for is just to go ahead. I mean, because if there's ever been a time to just have the whole top layer of your face peel off, this is really the time to do it. Because
you've got recovery time. You're not going anywhere. Nobody's going to see it. It's like if you wanted to have really a little bit of just a small bit of plastic surgery done, this would really be the time if that were being done right now. But of course it's not because it's not essential. But you talk about really being teed up for recovery.
Yeah.
There's never been a time quite like it.
No, it's a shame that you can't go get an elective procedure right now. But I will say that I'm getting some Botox on my 11s the minute that dermatologist office opens back up. I've already decided I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of looking at them. They've made me angry all during quarantine and I'm getting rid of them. There's not a retinol that is strong enough.
I can't wait for you to call me because I'm going to make you FaceTime me. just to see it, just to behold it. Just to behold it.
Well, it's going to happen. You know that it takes about 2 weeks to kick in, though.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it does. I do know that. Like, it takes about 2 weeks for it to really show up. So it's not instant gratification, which is a shame. But we'll see.
That may work better, though, because does your face kind of work its way into it? I don't know.
I guess it's like it has to.
Or it's just a gradual paralysis.
The toxins have to. Yeah, the toxins really have to seep into your muscles,
right,
or something. Uh-huh. So that's what's been going on here. And then now in the good news category, I will say that Perry and I have finally found a show that we are watching together.
Oh, what are y'all watching?
We're watching The Hunters, which is the one with Al Pacino, which is about the Nazi hunters.
Oh, the one on Amazon.
On Amazon. Now, here's what I'm going to say about it. We are super into it. It's really good. It's very intense. I mean, as you would think a show about Nazi hunters are. It has graphic violence. It has depictions of the Holocaust. It will make you angry and it will make you sad, but it is very intriguing. And they've kind of done it in this unique way where it's almost, I don't know, I can't explain it. It's almost like you're watching like the Nazi hunters. It's almost like a brand of superheroes kind of,
okay.
But it's set in 1977 in New York, and it's really good. Like, I have to say that I really, really, that we both really like it. Obviously it's not for the children.
Right.
But it's just because it's intense. I mean, there's nothing like super inappropriate about it. It's just a lot of violence and such. But it's kind of almost has a Pulp Fiction-ish feel to me.
Okay.
Which is not normally something I would like, but maybe in quarantine that is something I like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe I was just so happy that Perry and I finally found something that we'll actually sit and watch together in the evening, which means I'm not having to watch Rambo 3, that I'm like, I'll watch this show about Nazi hunters.
Hey y'all, it's me with a quick break in the podcast so I can talk to you about the Relief products, specifically about their Pink Eye Relief eye drops. It's always good to have a healthy family hack for a more natural home, and chances are we all know how difficult it can be to administer eye drops to a child. I can tell you with certainty that there were few tasks I dreaded more when Alex was little than having to give him eye drops when his eyes were bothering him. So, thankfully, the Relief Products has a safe and effective solution. Their Pink Eye Relief Eye Drops and their new PM ointment are made with 100% natural active ingredients that are safe for children ages 2 and up. So no stinging or fussing during application, just soothing relief for common eye irritations such as redness, burning, watering, swelling, and more. And depending on what part of the country you live in, you may be in the thick of pollen season yourself. You can provide your family with natural and effective relief that has earned the 2020 Women's Choice Award as America's most recommended pink eye care. So stay healthy naturally with Pink Eye Relief from The Relief Products. It's available at Walgreens, and you can visit www.thereliefproducts.com today and enter the promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 50% off on your order today. That's www.thereliefproducts.com. And enter the promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 50% off on your order today. The offer expires June 1st, 2020. Back to episode 181. Well, I caught up last night on, and you know this, but I caught up on Little Fires Everywhere. I got to episode 7.
God.
Listen.
And what do you think? I mean,
I just have so many thoughts. I was having so many thoughts last night, I started to write them down. Like, I actually started to keep a list of the stuff that stuck with me. And I think we'll probably talk about that on Patreon this month, maybe.
Yeah.
So I won't get too deep into it. But I'm going to tell you what the low-key MVP of that show is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the music.
Yeah. 100%. They have the best music and the best like familiar songs, but a remake of them, like
covers.
A cover of them.
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh, I totally agree with that.
It's so good. So last night, I can't remember which episode, it was 5 or 6, I think, there was a cover of Uninvited, the Alanis Morissette mm-hmm. song. I was listening to it right before we started to record today. It is so good. It's by Belle
yep.
Saint. So I have been searching today trying to see, has anybody put together a playlist? Because I love 90s music anyway. Yeah. And then, so you take the 90s music and then you get these really inventive covers, and it's fantastic. It's so good. I don't know whose idea that was to do covers of the 90s songs, but kudos to them is what I say. It's so good. And the show is just intriguing. Like it's, it started off really slow, I thought, but it's really intriguing and raises so many interesting questions about womanhood and motherhood and friendship and parenting. And anyway, we won't go down that rabbit trail, but it's, again, not for the children, but it's, God, it's good.
It is so good. It's, I felt like that episode 7, which there's one more left, but like the episode, like I felt like I sat on my couch with my knees tucked into my chest and like didn't take a breath. Like the whole, I was just on the edge of my seat the whole time because you felt like everybody in this whole thing's about to blow. Like everybody's, the whole thing's a powder keg. Like I just, I couldn't even, I was like, so, but God, it's good. And I think everybody in it is so good. I think the actress that plays Pearl is so good. I think Kerry Washington is amazing. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon is great. I just, God, I love it. It's been a, it's my Wednesday nights have been a night to look forward to in quarantine, thanks to Little Fires Everywhere.
The way they structured it so that every character sort of hits the its most pivotal moment in that episode 7. It was crazy. It was so good. It was so good.
So it's, I will look so good.
I will look forward to that this Wednesday night.
I know. Now, speaking of crazy, I had texted you last week, I think, and I had said, because remember, I had said I didn't think I was going to watch Real Housewives of New York now that Bethany Frankel was gone. I felt like I was like, yeah, I don't really think I care. But then, of course, my DVR, because it knows me, it had already recorded it. And because I don't know if you know this, but we're still in a pandemic. So,
yeah,
desperate times. I was like, maybe I will watch this after all. And I'm going to tell you that it was worth it. I feel good about New York. Ramona was crazy. They didn't even give her, like, her opening scene was Ramona being crazy. I was like, this bodes so well.
It really does. There was no ramp up. There was no ramp up. It was just, it's like you were, it was, what do they call that in literature, in media res, where you just are dropped into the center of the action? That's kind of what happened with Ramona. I will say, you know, I've had trouble watching shows during all this. I just have not had the attention span to stick with a show. And I'm going to tell you that the Lord used the Real Housewives of New York City for as a form of a breakthrough for me.
Yeah.
Because I had really not been able to pay attention to anything other than episodes of Hometown on HGTV. And when I sat down Friday night and watched the first New York episode, first of all, it lasted what felt like 12 minutes. It was it was the fastest hour of television I've ever seen. I could not even believe it when it was over. And the same for episodes 2 and 3. I'm not saying that it's redeeming content. I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying it is mindless entertainment is what it is.
It's, and they're all, it's good to see people still out living their lives because, of course, it was filmed before all this happened. And just to see that nobody has really changed, because you can't tell me that Ramona did not so intentionally put Luann in that basement room.
The
I mean,
lower
that
level.
That was the most passive aggressive thing I've ever seen. And I applaud her for it because I think Luann is such a raging narcissist that I would want to do the same.
Listen, when she told her she was going to stay on the lower level, and then this is my favorite part. Luann gets down there and she's horrified because she's in the basement. Bitch, I'm sorry. If I was staying at somebody's house and they told me I could be by myself in the basement all day long, that's where I would want to stay. But Luann, so Ramona takes her down there and kind of shows her around. And then, did you notice after Ramona left, there's a shot of Luann coming out of the bathroom, and she kind of hugs herself and shivers like she's really cold. Like, it's just so damp down there. She's just so cold.
It's in the basement. Yes. And then she went upstairs and she asked Ramona, is there a way to turn off the air conditioning down there? Because it's very cold. And Ramona was like, no, you can't. And I was like, of course you can't. Like, it's probably, but I thought, we're going to see Luann bed wrapped in some sort of snuggie before all this is done with to ward off the deep chill in the basement.
And well, and then she went up the next morning at breakfast and told Ramona she had a spider problem. That when she was in the bathroom, she saw a spider. I mean, just listen. The shade is a basketball, and it's just getting thrown like in 45 different directions.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. And then apparently the second night she got so outdone, she just left and went to her own house.
Yes. Which I feel like for somebody like Luann, I'm like, I appreciate your optimism that you're going to keep trying to stay, but you're way too high maintenance to stay at other people's houses.
Right.
And here's the thing. I appreciate that because you know how high maintenance I am. I too am way too high maintenance to stay at most people's houses. Like, not because people aren't gracious hostesses and they don't provide good amenities, but I need my 17 pillows. I need my temperature to be a certain thing. And right. I recognize that about myself. So I'm like, you really? So when I am traveling to speak, I'll have different friends that are like, you can just stay at my house. And I'm like, that's so nice. I'm going to get a hotel room because I don't need
a hotel room.
I don't need to put that on anybody because I recognize that it's my issue. It's not their lack of guest accommodations. My issue.
Listen, most people don't have 6 extra pillows.
No.
Ready for their company to make to cocoon themselves. So it's wise on your part. Like it eliminates frustration on both sides.
Now, I will say if you ever come to stay at my house, I can offer you 7 extra pillows because I appreciate that. But depending on how you sleep, you may not like my house because we keep it super cold.
Right.
And, you know, so I mean, Luann would freeze to death here. She wouldn't be able to survive it at all.
Well, I just thought across the board, everybody delighted me in some way. Dorinda, like you just think that Dorinda's going to, she's somehow going to hold it together and she always loses her temper. She, I don't know. And Sonia, just bless her. She just can't quite get it together either.
But Tinsley's still wearing those French braids. She's holding on to those French braids for all it's worth. And I don't know that it's a look that works. She's a beautiful girl, but I just don't know that the French braids is a look that really works. I think you get to an age where you're like, am I maybe too old to wear my hair in double Dutch French braids? Maybe.
I don't remember the name of the man who hosted them at their house, but Sonia's complete, like her complete frustration with Ramona because she thought Ramona got fancy when she went over there. It was like the whole thing. It was just, you want to look away, but you don't. And you kind of can't. It's so good. I don't know how I've done without it all this time. It was just what I needed. And then I didn't even know, but then you texted me the next day and said, have you watched Beverly Hills yet?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I didn't. I was not really even aware that it was back on. And so I sat down Saturday night and watched that. Which, listen, that could easily go the direction of OC. It may turn out to be too much. But if nothing else, that appointment at Dolce and Gabbana where Lisa Rinna took her friend Sutton, if nothing else, that was worth the watch.
Yes. And I loved that Sutton put on that outfit, which, just so you know, was like a sheer pink top with like a pink satin bra underneath. And Sutton is upwards of what?
I mean,
she's over 45.
Yeah,
for
I was gonna say she's our age-ish, if not a little older. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying most like past kind of a sheer top bra situation.
Which I mean, when were we in a sheer top situation? Honestly.
For me, never.
For me, never.
So but then I appreciated that Lisa Rinna kind of made some comment like, well, when it costs that much money, it doesn't really matter how it looks on. And I thought, I see, number one, the shade that you're throwing. And number two, I disagree with that statement because I don't care how much you paid for it. There is some responsibility to make sure it looks better than that on. Like, I don't know. It was unfortunate.
Well, I thought Lisa Rinna's expression when Sutton walked out in that outfit was a whole gif. Like, it was, there was some effort required. Her eyes got big before her mouth said anything. It was really good. So, even though I thought I had, I really thought I had given up on The Real Housewives altogether, because that OC season was just so rough. Apparently, it has lured me back in. And, I just think maybe what a pandemic really needs is Ramona Singer. I mean, maybe at the end of that day, that's what a pandemic requires.
I think it does, because I think you need something a little brainless. You need something that's going to take you totally out of your world. And here's why I have always, New York and Beverly Hills have always been my favorite of the Real Housewives franchise, because they're the real deal. Like, they have legit money to live those kind of lifestyles that are so beyond. Everybody else feels a little bit like they're faking it. Like, you, you're like, I mean, I get, yes, you have more money than I do. Obviously, you have more money than a lot of people. But, like, you're not going to, like, nobody, none of the other ones are giving us, like, nobody's going to Dolce & Gabbana's apartment. You know, whereas that's what New York gives us. And you've got Erika Jayne sweeping in her white fur coat to their, I mean, that's, you don't get that anywhere else.
No, you really don't. You really don't. Hello, I'm here right now to talk to you about OpenFit. It comes as no surprise that a lot of us have been stuck at home for just a minute. And while some of us are working from home, some of us are unexpectedly homeschooling children, some of us are really doing an impressive amount of Netflix watching, it is hard sometimes to think about where working out can even fit into all this time. Well, it's important now more than ever to stay active, to keep moving. And I'm so happy to tell you that you can find your personalized workout and even take classes in the comfort of your own home now on OpenFit. OpenFit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a new fitness streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. They have 350 brand new live workouts every week. You can choose from bar and Pilates classes, cardio strength training, yoga, even guided walking and running sessions. All you need is your phone and a pair of earphones. And every Monday, OpenFit launches a new three-week live challenge, a different live workout every day for 3 weeks. You can even connect with your trainer and classmates using OpenFit's live chat tool. Y'all, one of the things that I love about OpenFit is on rainy days when you still want to move your body, you can't necessarily get outside, it is such a good way to have a workout in the privacy of your own home. It's affordable, it's accessible, and you get what you put in. You will see results within the first 30 days. So if you want to increase your energy, so put some pep in your step, overall feel better inside. I just told somebody today, like, I just like to feel strong. And OpenFit can help you to do that. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off, you might lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days, and you'll do it the right way because you're moving your body consistently. OpenFit is such a great way to work out. It has changed my options when I work out. And such a cool thing. So you can text the code BIGBOO to 50 50 50 50 50. And you too can start a fitness journey that is personalized just for you. Right now, during the OpenFit 14-day challenge, our Big B listeners get a special extended 14-day trial membership to OpenFit by texting Big B to 50 50 50. You get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Just text Big B to 50 50 50 50 50. Standard message and data rates may apply.
And then, but I will tell you, so then they went for Kyle's fashion show, which, number one, let's talk about the fact that Kyle didn't even seem to be aware of anything that was actually going to be in her runway show.
No, No, she was really getting up to speed on what would be in the show the day before the show. Was really, I felt like the first time she'd actually seen the clothes.
And of course, Dorit was horrified because, you know, Dorit runs Beverly Beach, which, as we know, is one of their premier swimsuit franchises. But I will tell you that then when Kyle had that show, that I did go look up Kyle's, because I thought I would really like that. That's what got my friend and I got in this whole discussion about how we wished we had silk robes to quarantine in, because I was like, I did really like some of those silk robes.
Yes.
They were beautiful. Like, some of the ones, like, some of the stuff I was like, I don't know. I'd like that outfit that Erica Jane had on. I was like, I don't know what is going on with that.
I'm going to tell you that I had that same print in a short set when I was in high school.
Did it come from Harold's? It feels like it probably came from
Harold's. I promise there was a shirt at Harold's that had that whole thing. Or maybe it was that whole anchor and situation on the top. And I feel like the shorts were striped or something. Yes. But that was a real thing.
But those robes that had like the tigers on them. Mm-hmm. And then there were some that had like peacock feathers. And then there was one, I think Teddy had one that had birds. And I looked them up and I really thought, do we feel like that'd be too much for me to wear to a speaking engagement come the fall?
I think they would be super cute as a kimono with some jeans.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, could I see myself sweeping out on stage? I was like, is this totally the quarantine talking that I think that I'm mm-hmm. going to become the speaker?
Yeah. I think it's your destiny talking. I think it's your destiny.
And then people would say, remember, she was that speaker that came and she wore that long satin tiger robe. Like,
how much are they? Are they bad?
They're like $300. Oh. I mean, so I know, but that's what I was thinking is if it just becomes my speaking
uniform. Okay, so that part's the quarantine talking. If they were $75, I would say absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
$300, the quarantine's talking.
I know that's I didn't order one. I just, mm-hmm. I looked cause I thought maybe they'll go on sale. Number one in right. this, cause everything that's a plus of quarantine is everything's going on sale. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it gives me a goal for, I mean, don't think that I'm not going to be Googling like knockoff silk tiger robes on the internet.
And then afterwards you could have a mock boxing match. Yeah. They can say in this corner.
Yes.
You can punch.
Yes. That's, I just, I don't know. I was really, I was enamored by the colors in the whole thing. I was like, I really like that look.
Well, listen, so. We've never met a print we didn't like.
No, really. That's the truth.
Because mm-hmm. I loved Kyle's, and I realize we're talking about a show maybe a lot of y'all haven't seen. I'm sorry. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
We can't talk about what we did yesterday because guess what we did? Nothing.
The same thing we did today. So I loved that Kyle, when she had on that snakeskin thing, which I feel like snakeskin is getting ready to like scoot on out a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
and it needs to.
Yeah, maybe not. It could be like the camouflage of 2019. I don't know, but I feel like it's getting ready to scoot. Mm-hmm. But I did like that kind of Gucci knockoff stripe going down the side of her snakeskin pants. I thought that was cute.
Yes. Yes. I did think that was cute. I do not care for snakeskin in anything. Like, I know it's a trend, but I'm like, it's snakeskin and it grosses
Same.
Me out.
Me too.
So
can't do it.
I don't do it.
Yeah. Well, so obviously we were entertained by the Real Housewives this past week.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you one more thing on Kyle Richards. You noticed that she had cut some bangs for herself.
Well, I feel like whenever that happened in real life, we texted about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a, whenever somebody gets bangs, it's news to me mm-hmm. at least.
Oh, for sure.
But then she mentioned she did it for a role, like to, because she was going to reprise her role in Halloween or something. And the producer had wanted her to cut bangs.
Oh, that's right. That's
and
right.
And she said, cause it's not a good look for me. Cause I think she's gorgeous. I think she's so yeah. pretty, but bangs, I would say no on the bangs.
It did not work for her. And I thought it was a good thing for me to see because I was like, if at any point this thing continues and I start to think about getting bangs, if they don't look good on Kyle Richards, they certainly will not look good on me.
Hey, it's me, all by myself, in the middle of the podcast to talk to you about Scentbird. Melanie and I both went through phases where we weren't necessarily crazy about fragrance. And it's funny because we both kind of came out of that phase about the same time and both really started to enjoy finding new perfumes and figuring out what we like to wear and what kind of fit our mood and what fit the season. Scentbird can help you discover your signature scent or keep things fresh with new fragrances from brands including Dolce & Gabbana, Tom Ford, Versace, and more. Scentbird is a monthly luxury perfume and cologne subscription service with over 600 designer brands. You just choose the fragrance you want to try and they'll send you a 30-day supply in a travel-friendly, refillable case. To help you find the perfect scent, you can sort through their extensive collection by brand or style or occasion or season and more. Plus, they have products that go beyond fragrances like skincare, wellness, and makeup from best-selling brands. Y'all, I have loved this service because I get overwhelmed in a department store if I go in to look at fragrances. And so I love with Scentbird, I can search by the qualities I like in a scent, and then they send that to me, and I can try it right here. Plus, I love that when I travel, I can take that smaller size perfume with me instead of a great big bottle. It's really convenient. It's really fun because you try fragrances you might not normally know about, and it's really efficient because you get such a small size, you don't feel like you're wasting a ton of money on a fragrance you might not wear all that much in the end. It's handy. So if you would like to try Scentbird and get 30% off your first month, it's only $10 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/bigboo and use the promo code bigboo for 30% off your first month. That means your first perfume or cologne is just $10. Again, that's scentbird.com/bigboo to sign up and then use the promo code bigboo. Sign on, smell amazing, you're gonna love it. Alrighty, back to episode 181. So what's your hair status right now? How are you doing on your roots and whatnot?
I mean, I'm actually doing okay because I was able to get a touch up right before everything really shut down. So I'm not too bad. And then I've got my L'Oreal root spray. I felt like I was on a good run of like every time I would shower, I would set aside time so I'd go ahead and fix my hair because that was my thing. Like if my hair was fixed, but that yesterday we ended up going to the ranch and it was hot and we were sweaty and I had day six hair before we even left for the ranch. And I got home and I washed it last night and I put no product in it. And today it's rough. It's like on top of my head and I don't know when I'll be inclined to fix it again. What about you? How are you feeling?
Mine's okay. I actually, before this happened, I think I got my hair done maybe like a week before all this happened. And she went a little bit more platinum blonde with me as opposed to a goldier blonde. I don't know what you call it, but it was a lighter blonde than what I have had before. And I really liked it. The older I get, listen, the more blonde I want to be. But for some reason, I think it's been a while since I've really seen my hair grow in, right? Because I always get it cut and color every 6 weeks. But I think it grows in more gray than it used to, which is fortunate because it was this really light blonde. And so the gray kind of blends in. So it's only when like today it's dirty. So you can really tell. But when it's clean, it looks okay. It looks okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of mine just right now doesn't. I mean, it's fine, but it's I'm tired of fixing it. I can tell, see, and this is where the heat, because when it's been cooler, I've been able to fix it and it looks good and I can go on walks and I can kind of do dry shampoo. But like today I got so hot and gross walking the dogs for an hour that, I'm like, I'm going to have to wash it tonight to get it to look like anything.
Yeah. We're about to head into the season where the washing is not so much of an option.
No. No, but I have been hearing really good things about this Kristen S, which is, you know, the brand they sell at Target,
right?
She has a hair gloss. Now I looked for it on the shelves last time I was in my Target, which I guess was last week, and they did not have the gloss on the shelves in Target. But I will say that our Target looks like we're still apocalyptic. Like they're low on everything. It's bad.
I went in Target last week for the first time in a while. And I went specifically because I was going to get me some nail polish because I was going to try to do my nails, which that was a whole mistake. But we don't have to talk about that right now. But so I went to Target because they have OPI. And I was like, well, okay, I'll get me some OPI. Well, first of all, the nail polish aisle had been the sole destination in a scavenger hunt for about 400 people. I mean, there was just not hardly anything there. So, but I still found a polish or whatever. But what got me was that it was so quiet in there. It was so eerily quiet. And so when I was walking out, there were two kids from my school who were coming across the parking lot. And so we were kind of chatting back and forth, and they said, how was it in there? And I was like, listen, here's what you need to know. That is a dystopian.
Yes. Yes.
Nightmare in there. That is depressing is what that is. Yep. That is not the Target that we know and love. That that is a place that has been ravaged over the course of the last 4 to 5 weeks. And it is sad. And it took me a little while to shake it off because Target is a cheerful place, you know? Target should be it's an upbeat shopping experience.
Yes.
It's not.
No. It's not. No, ours is same. I was like, this feels dark. Like everything is still, like all the frozen pizzas are gone. All the paper products are gone. The hair products are picked through. I mean, not all the clothes were fully in stock, but nobody's
going anything. Anywhere. Yeah.
No, and the dressing rooms are all blocked off. So you're like, you can't go try anything on, understandably. But I will say the Kristen S. hair gloss, you can order online and it's only $14 and it comes in different colors because I know that when I go to my hairdresser, after she touches up my base, a lot of times if we've done highlights the time before, because she only puts highlights in my hair about twice a year. But I'll say like my lights look too brassy or they've gotten too blonde or I need to tone them down. And so what she always does is puts in a gloss and it kind of tones the whole thing down and gives it like color, like it saturates it. And Kristen S. apparently has these glosses in all colors. And I've heard people say that the one for blondes really helps with the brassiness in your roots.
Okay.
To make it look better. And then she also has some for brunettes, but there's a platinum one. I'm looking right now. There's a golden hour one. There is a crystal
quartz, online right now,
which is clear for any hair color. There's a ruby. So there's a tortoise shell.
Okay. Are they in stock?
Yes, they are show in stock. Mine. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're in stock, but I think you can order them to be shipped.
Right. That's what I'm looking. Now, it looks like most of the blondes are gone. I mean, like what they have in stock. They've got a winter wheat, which would be too dark for me, I think.
Yeah.
This golden hour. It looks like the platinum, that's too blonde. I mean, that's too white for me. But maybe they'll come back in stock. I keep getting this ad on Instagram for this some kind of powder, like root powder you can put on that looks like it's great. But because, of course, as we all know, anything where they do some sort of like live demonstration is always legit. But they are like putting the stuff on different people's hair in the little commercials on Instagram. But they were out of stock for the blonde color. So,
well, and Bumble does have like kind of a powder hair, like a hair powder kind of thing. And they have one that's like a blondish. They have one that's a brunettish. So I don't know how well that works or not. I just have been doing like when a minor bad, I use that L'Oreal cause it's cheap and it is good enough.
I'm looking up the Bumble and Bumble. It says it refreshes color.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Can't hurt.
But I don't know. I can't. Well, I'll look later to see if they have it in my shade.
Yeah.
Or a shade that would work. But I'm going to write that down so I put it in the show notes.
Okay.
So we're just doing our best to get on through, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. It's like me getting that Obagi retinol. I'm like, okay, so if I put it on and like the top layer of my face burns off, I mean, who am I seeing? Like nobody. So
it'll be fine.
Feels like a good time to my story time on Instagram, it may get to where it's just a dark screen. It's just a voice coming at you from a dark screen, but that's okay.
Okay. So we talked ahead of time that we were going to try to be positive and we were going to try to think of some things that have been joys to us, maybe unexpected joys during this time. Maybe we do three things that have been joys to us during this time, not necessarily something that we would buy, or something that we've used, but like more of a personal sort of thing, a relational thing. Do you have anything? Sir, anything that I have one. How about I start?
Okay, you start.
So mine has been my folding chair.
Oh, Oh, okay.
Here's why the folding chair. So I got this folding chair back during football season that rocks, which is really delightful. Like it's, you know, it's like a chair you would take to a ball game, but when you fold it out, yeah, you can rock back and forth, which is really ideal. So I keep it in the back of my car right now because you just never know. If you run into somebody when you're walking or you're out, you've gone to the grocery store and somebody calls, it has enabled me. I can go sit like at the park in my chair and a friend can come and sit in her chair and we can be 8 or 10 feet apart and we can still visit outside. So the folding chair has been huge. Or like I've taken it over to a friend's backyard and sat in a friend's backyard in my folding chair. And we, again, everybody's far apart. Everybody's got their hand sanitizer, everything. No, we're not, nobody's serving anybody anything. But that folding chair has been a lifeline for me because it is the thing that has enabled me to continue to visit with people. And maybe once a week, but it's enough. So folding chair.
Okay. Okay. I would say the same if we're going to stay on the chair. Like I have used our back porch. I think that's why I was sad that it was so hot today, because like, I feel like that's been, because we live on a corner house and our fence is open. And so I can sit out there and number one, it feels like an extension of our house. So it's like my own little place I can go. And I have a swing chair out there that I can sit in. And same, you see like people walk by because people are walking by all day long now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like I've talk to neighbors that I've always seen, and I've met new neighbors that I didn't even know we had because everybody's home now. So I would say the back porch has been a saving grace because, as I've said many times, we live in a small cottage-ish type house, so there's just not a lot of square footage for everybody to have their own space. And so it's been nice to – I've sat out on that porch and watched a lot of Insta stories is what I'm telling you during this time.
Okay. So my other, I'll do two more. All right. So another one for me has definitely, I was thinking about it this morning, has been the park down the street from us.
Okay.
I mean, we've lived in this house for 13 years, I think 13 and a half years. I have never been to that park. Not even when Alex was little, I've not been to that park as much as I have in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have walked there from time to time, but it has really been, and it's so pretty, and they've done such a good job because there are trails, there's a kind of a wide open path that's around a little lake, and then there are actual trails where you can kind of, you can walk through their woods, and I don't know, it has just been a refuge for me. Again, it's just a way to feel like I have a lot of room around me, and then I feel like when I started walking, everything was just little baby buds on the trees. Mm-hmm. And now we are in full blown, like everything is so green. I'm so aware of what the trees look like and what the rain does to everything. I don't think I've ever been this sort of in tune with nature in my whole life.
Yes.
I know that last week I smelled the honeysuckle for the first time. Like that was the first time I'd been aware that the honeysuckle was out. So I've just loved it. Like I've always had that, you know, I've always been a fan of a sunset. I've always had a personality that sort of experienced God in creation. But golly, it has, it's gotten deep over the last 5 weeks or so. I love that little park and I'm so grateful for it because it's beautiful. And I'm so grateful to have a place so close to the house where I can walk and it's really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge, I agree. I thought same because we've got nature trails down by our house and I've been like, thank goodness for these because it's just more enjoyable. So, I would say my other thing is, you know, it's funny because I was thinking the other day when they, because they just officially said school was not going back at all in Texas, I guess last Friday, is when Governor Abbott said that. And I mean, I knew it was coming, but I thought it's been such a weird, like I never would have thought, like, I thought when Caroline goes back to school, she'll be a senior. Like, that's so weird. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's like, I don't know what it would have mattered if she, but it just feels weird all of a sudden go. I mean, next time she's in school, she's a senior.
Right.
So because of that, I feel like I have enjoyed the time with her because it's like all of a sudden, like we do eat family dinner every night, which we haven't done in years because we've always had soccer and, you know, so like that, the fact that we're together every night for dinner, I have enjoyed that for the most part. Now, there. I don't mean to make it sound like it's all roses, but I am saying it is fun to all be together. You know, just because we haven't had that in a long time where we all sit down and eat. And that's a lot of times where good conversation happens. Cause we've all been in our own little spaces for the day. And so it's good in that it's helped us slow down. And I thought, you know, at this point we really are, you know, about a year away from her.
You're
leaving.
In the home stretch. Big time.
Yeah. Yep. So that's been good.
My other thing has been cooking.
Okay.
Now I've always liked to cook. That's not new. But to have the time to really think about it, you know, and to plan it and to enjoy it, because I'm not just trying to throw something together before we're out the door into something else. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a great reminder to me how much I love to cook, how much I love to make food that means something to people. You know, I love that's a comfort to people. I have loved making the stuff that my mama used to make. I've been super mindful of making stuff that mama used to make because I get it's again, it's all such a comforting thing. But it has really, like, I pulled out the church cookbook from, I don't know, maybe David and I had just gotten married and our church from home did a cookbook and mama put a ton of recipes in there. And listen, I sat down and read that thing, Bernice Nicholson's chili, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like thinking about all those ladies from the church when I was growing up. And I don't know, it's been kind of a sweet thing to think back on all that. And then to be able to do that same kind of thing for David and Alex. I don't know that Alex has like a deep appreciation of like, oh gosh, my mother is showing me that she loves me because she is preparing this meal for me.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point he'll look back and remember, but it's really been kind of a sweet thing. It's been a nostalgic thing, but that's just, I guess, you know, how I feel like I can take care of people. So
yes,
that's been sweet.
I like that. And don't underestimate, because remember when on the Patreon episode, remember Caroline really talked about those tater tots that I make.
So I thought about her today. Because I was in Publix and I saw the Alexia potato puffs.
The potato puffs. I mean, that's who knew of all the things that was going to get a shout out on anything.
I know, because I almost got them because I'm going to make country fried steak tonight. And I had a bag of potatoes in my cart because I was going to do some kind of cream potato something with them. But then I thought, or I could get Caroline's potato puffs here.
Don't underestimate the potato puffs. They are good. Mm-hmm. They are good. I would say, do I have to come up with a third thing?
You don't have to.
I feel like today I can't. I feel
That's
like
okay.
today I don't really have one. So
that's okay. Have there been any of your workout clothes that you have enjoyed a lot during this time? Or what about a pair of pajamas? Have there been any pajamas that have really come through for you during this time?
Well, you know, now I ordered from Taylor Wolf that sweatshirt that I had on last week. I had it on an Instagram story. It said voted most likely to stay home.
It's so cute.
But she has a bunch of sweatshirts. We can link to her store. But it's the softest. Like I like it because it makes me laugh that it says voted most likely to stay home. But I will tell you that I've already started looking for other ones because her sweatshirts are a little pricier and I was kind of like, whatever. But I'm telling you, it is the softest. I love it so much. I got a large because I wanted it to be oversized, but I like that it's still a little more slim cut. Like it's not just a huge sweatshirt. Okay. Like it's, I like that about it. And it's so soft and I've already had to wash and dry it cause I've worn it so much, but that has been a thing for me. And I'm like, I will definitely be ordering another one of her sweatshirts because I've loved that.
Well, good. See, you thought of something.
So look, I know I had to think of something, but there it is. So, yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Well,
yeah,
here we are at the end of another episode.
Yes, but we made it through, and with the housewives and with nature
and little and fires everywhere
and little fires everywhere and God, and we'll make it through. We'll make it through. We're gonna make it. Hang on, everybody.
Oh, mercy. I think it's surreal that we've done this long. You know, like at some point when things do open up, it's got, like if you put me in traffic again, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Goodness.
I know. It's weird. It's like I still have mornings where I wake up and I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, we're in quarantine. You know, like it hits me afresh.
Mm-hmm. I know. So. I get it. Well, hang in there, everybody.
I know. Y'all hang in there and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Okay.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Bee Mama. This is Sophie. No, wait. That's wrong. Right?
I know she did it. I was just thinking.
All right, we're going to try that again.
Okay.